Today's daf is Nida daf Nun Beis, and we will begin from the Mishnah, the top line of daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Chaim Shloima ben Reb Yechiel Necho Hagoyin Reb Shloima Hyman. Today is his yahrzeit, and Reb Shloima Hyman is also the great uncle of Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza. So may the schus of Reb Chaim Shloima ben Reb Yechiel Necho be a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza. Zok to Mishnah, Tinoikis, Shehi Viosh de Sairois, a girl that brings two Sairois, Oichoi Letzes, Oimis Yabemes. Number one, she can do Yibum and Chalitza. That's in contrast to a Ketana, where she can't do Chalitza, and it's controversial whether she can or cannot do Yibum. Additionally, a Tinoikis that brings two Sairois, Vichayeves, Bechol Mitzvahis Amuris Betoira. She's Chayev in all mitzvahs. Meaning, when does a girl become bas mitzvah? When does she become chayev in all mitzvahs? Says the Mishnah, when she brings two sairis. Same is true for a tinoik. A boy that brings two sairis. Chayev b'chol mitzvahs ha'muris b'tayra. He's then chayev b'chol mitzvahs ha'muris b'tayra. V'roi liz ben sairu meira, says the Mishnah. Child that brings two sairos is ra'i to be a ben sairu meir, mishayavish de sairos, achayakiv zaken atachdin. Meaning, a katan can't become a ben sairu meir, he has to be a gadol, and the reason is very simple, because he can't punish a katan. And a ben sairu meir is going to be punished, and as a result, he must be a gadol. But at the same time, there's an expiration date in terms of up until when a person can become a ben sairu meir, and that is up until the time where the zokin hatachdoin is completed. Says the Mishnah v'loya elyoin elish adibru chachamim v'lashin nikiyah. You'll find sometimes that the Mishnah will refer to the zokin, and it sounds like it's referring to the zokin elyoin, the beard that you have on your face. Really, that's not what it means. What it means is the zokin hatachdoin. Says the Mishnah, if that's the case, why use the word zokin? Zokin usually means facial here. Another halacha, a girl that brings two sairos, she can't do mion. So what's mion? A girl that's married midrabanon, meaning she was a ketana. Her father's not the one that married her off, but rather it was her brother, her mother, one of her relatives. The halacha is, one of the kulois of this kedusha derabanon is that if she decides one day that she's not interested in being married anymore, she can walk away from a marriage. In contrast to an ordinary eshes-ish, where if she decides she doesn't want to be married, unfortunately, it's not something she can control. She would need a get from her husband, otherwise she would be an aguna, otherwise she would be married. Someone that's only married with the rabbana can do mion. Up until when can you do mion? Says the Mishnah, up until the girl brings two sairis. Once she brings two sairis, she's a gedoyla. At that point, she can't do mion anymore. Rabbi Yehuda says, ad sheyar ba shachar, that even a girl that brings two sairis, despite the fact that she's a gedoyla already, she's still allowed to do mion. When can she do mion anymore? Ad sheyar ba shachar, that's a later stage. The Gemara is going to go into detail to describe what exactly that means. Either way, a lot of halacha is mentioned in this Mishnah, all related to zmane gadlos of a tinoikes, and in this Mishnah, a tinoik as well. Zokta Gemara, v'kimen the tan chayev es p'cham mitzvah muris b'toyro, oichoy letzes oimis yabem es lamali. So what was the first halacha of the Mishnah? A tinoikes that brings two sairis has a din of a gedoyla. The Mishnah said, chayev es p'cham mitzvah yisoh amuris b'toyro. And then the Mishnah singled out one halacha. Oichoy letzes oimis yabem es. Meaning a ketana can't do chalitza, and according to a mayor, can't do evil either, but for sure can't do chalitza, says the Mishnah. Once she brings two sairos, she's not a ketana anymore. I mean that she's not a ketana, so at this point, she could do chalitza. Frank the Gemara, why do we have to single out the halacha of chalitza? I mean, there's a million nafkaminas now that she's a gedoyla. So you have to mention, oh, by the way, she could do chalitza. We're not learning Yevamos now. Why is this important? So the Gemara, lafukim de Rabbi Yossi. No, there's a chiddush. Damar, yes, he said, ish kasa beparasha, but each of ben gedoyla ben ketana. Rabbi Yossi holds that a ketana could also do chalitza. Meaning, this that we know, a ketana can't do chalitza, that's the sheet of the chachamim. But Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says a katan can't do chalitza, but a ketana can do chalitza, kamash malon. So the Mishnah over here, tucked away in the Sechtes Nida, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, felt it necessary to tell me that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, and a ketana cannot do chalitza. It's only tinoike sheviya shtei sairis, it's then the iaisi shtei sairis in. But Eloi, if she didn't bring shtei sairis, loy, the halacha is not. So really the point of the Mishnah is that a tinoikish aviyah shtei sairis has a din of a gedoyla. She's chayaves b'chol mitzvah samuris b'toyra. The Mishnah singled out one halacha. Which halacha? That she could do chalitza. Why is that important to single out? Because there's a Rabbi Yossi that holds that a ketana could also do chalitza. Kamash malon, a Mishnah nida nafman beiz amar aleph. That halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi in Masechtes Yevamos. Obviously, it's tzarech bir. Again, why does a Mishnah in the Masechtas Nida Daf Nun Beis address a Shitas Rav Yosi that has no Shaychus to Masechtas Nida. That's really Nogeya Masechtas Yevamis. Either way, Zokti Gemara. My time, Ishokesh. The Kimi the Ton of a Chinatino, Ikshevi Beis Sairos, Chai Bechomets Zamurus Batayro Lamali. Why did the Mishnah then say that a Tino Ikshevi Shtei Sairos, that Loch is Chayev Bechomets Zamurus Batayro? Which words of the Mishnah are extra? The words Chaye b'chol mitzvah samuris b'toyro. What it could have said was v'chein tinoik shehevi shtei sairos. Meaning tinoik shehevi shtei sairos is Chaye b'chol mitzvah samuris b'toyro. V'chein tinoik shehevi shtei sairos. Why does it have to say Chaye b'chol mitzvah samuris b'toyro? So the Gemara says because v'chitema you would have thought and don't tell me mishum dekabay l'misni b'roy li'es ben sairo moirer. Maybe the reason the Mishnah is being wordy as it relates to Tinoik is to teach me the next halacha. To teach you the halacha that a ben Soyer Meirer can be from when the child brings two Sairus until he's Yaakov Zokim HaTachton. The Gemara says that's also superfluous. We don't need that either. It's a Mishnah right in the beginning of Perek Ben Soyer Meirer. Imasayu Ben Soyer Meirer, Mishav Yishtei Sairus, Vach Yaakov Zokim HaTachton, Veloya Elyon, El Shedibacham, Elon Shanikiyo. It's Mefurish over there in the Mishnah Masach Tzarejin. So why are we being so wordy over here regarding the Tinoik? So the Gemara says, Enoch Nami, you're right. El Aydi Deparish Mili De Tinoikis, Kamafarish Nami Mili De Tinoik. The Mishnah was telling me the halachas of Tinoikis, and once we mentioned the halachas of Tinoikis, we mentioned all the halachas of Tinoik. We were a little bit wordier than maybe we had to be. We even repeated something that we already mentioned in the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin, but we're talking about the halachas of Tinoikis. So with Derech Agav, we mentioned the halachas of Tinoik as well. So just before we go weiter, and the Mishnah is going to shift its attention really to the second part of the Mishnah, that's the halacha of Miyun. What's the main halacha of this Mishnah? The main halacha of the Mishnah is that a Tinoikis that brings two Sairus is Chayeves B'chol Mitzvah Samuris B'Toyra. A Tinoik Shehevi Shtei Sairus, he's chay b'chol mitzvah samuris b'toyra. And we just mentioned, but derech agav, a few other halachas. Number one, as it relates to a tinoikis, she can't do chalitza when she's a ktano. She could do chalitza now that she brings two sairus. What's the chiddush? The loik Rav Yosi. We also mentioned, but derech agav, that the shir of ben soiru u'meirer is from when the tinoik brings two sairus ad she yakiv zokin atachtin. And even though that's something that's mufurish in the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin, the first Mishnah of Perek ben soiru u'meirer says that, Aidi the Tani Mili the Tinoik is Kamefarish Nami Mili the Tinoik. But the main halacha of the Mishnah very, very clearly is that when does a girl become Chayiv and Mitzvahs? When she brings two Sires. When does a boy become Chayiv and Mitzvahs? When he brings two Sires. Now, this is something that we know from learning the Sugis of Masechtas Nida. Not everybody realizes this, meaning you ask the man on the street, when does a girl become Bas Mitzvah? When she turns 12. When does a boy become Bar Mitzvah? When he turns 13. But that's the wrong answer. The right answer is that a girl becomes Bas Mitzvah when she brings two Sires. A boy becomes bar mitzvah when he brings two Sairus. So what then does 12 and 13 have to do with anything? It's all based on the Chazak of the Rava that the Gemara mentioned earlier and Daf Mem Vav Amir Aleph, where Rava said that if a girl is 12 years old, there's a chazaka that she brought Shtei Sairus, and the same is true for a boy. When he turns 13 years old, there's a chazaka that he brought Shtei Sairus. But as we saw Mefurish in the Sugya, and it's brought down Lalacha as well, that we don't rely on the chazaka de Rava unequivocally. We rely on it l'chumra, but we don't rely on it l'kula. When then can you assume for sure that someone's a gadol? Only if you ask Shtei Sairus. So what if you're never going to do a bedika? At what point will you know? So if he has a zokin ha'elyoin, in this case not a tachtoin, but if he has a zokin ha'elyoin, at that point we could assume for sure that he has Shtei Sairus, and that's when we start allowing boys to do things that ordinarily you would need someone that for sure, that we know 100% is a gadol. But either way, this Mishnah is the real halacha as it relates to when it is that a child becomes a gedolah and when a child becomes a gadol. It's not Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, but rather it's Mishavi Shtei Sairus. The truth is that there is a Mefurish Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos. Everyone knows the Mishnah. Who are your oimim? Ben Chami Shonim Lemikra, Ben Eser Lemishnah, then Shloish Esrei LeMitzvos, Ben Chamesh Esrei LeTalmud, Ben Esrei LeChuppah, Arbam LeBina, etc., etc. But the Mishnah says, Mefurish Ben Shloish Esrei LeMitzvos, and all the Rishonim explain that what does it mean? It means a child becomes Bar Mitzvah when he's 13. Now, at first glance, you can ask me, Akasha, how did the two Mishnah Yishtim? Here you have a Mishnah that says, V'chein Tinoik, Shehivish Tei Sairos, And here you have a Mishnah that's talking about the boy, obviously, and says Ben Shloish Esrei LeMitzvah. So which one is it? Is it 2 Cyrus or is it 13? The Teretz, of course, is it's Chazak to Rava. Right? Rava never explained that he was coming to be Miyash of a Mishnah, but this is the question Rava was coming to explain. You have a steer and 2 Mishnayos. You have a Mishnah Masechtes Nida, it's Tolin Shtei Cyrus. You have a Mishnah in Pirkei Yavis that says Ben Shloish Esrei LeMitzvah. It's a steer between 2 Mishnayos. The Teretz is it's a Chazak to Rava. And when the Mishnah says Ben Shloish Esrei LeMitzvah, it doesn't mean for sure. What it means is, and by the way, you'd always have to be chayish l'chumra. So every child that turns 13, even if he doesn't have shtei sires, we spoke about this last week, but you always have to be concerned that maybe he had the sires, the nashru, it's mefurish in Gemara, in daf mem vav. So for sure, the child, when he turns 13, will be obligated in mitzvahs, but could be only misafik, and only based on a chazaka. But really, it's two sires, that this mishnah of ben shloish esrei mitzvahs is related more to the chazaka derav. But just one ha'ara, and then we'll go weiter. Just the ha'ara, the geshmak ha'ara. That is, I saw in the sefer naf etz avos, that's Rabbi Vadu Yosef's pirish on Pirkei Avos. He asks Akasha, and he blives Tzarechin. Listen to the Kasha. We've spoken about the Rosh many times. The Rosh says that the idea that a girl becomes bas mitzvah when she's 12 and a boy becomes bar mitzvah when he's 13, that's from the shiurim that were nemar halacha l'moshe misinai. The Gemara says shiurim chatzitzin u'mechitzin halacha l'moshe misinai. Says the Rosh, when we say shiurim halacha l'moshe misinai, it doesn't just mean the shir achilu b'kezayis. It also includes in that the shir yud gimel mitzvahs. So as it relates to this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it's from the shiurim that were nemar halacha l'moshe misinai. He says, if that's the case, I'll ask you a kasha. The Gemara says, and neither dapim heim and beis, there was a machlokes between Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Elazar, when exactly a boy becomes bar mitzvah and when a girl becomes bat mitzvah. So we know it's 12 and 13. But that's really Shita's Rebbe. Reb Shimon Elazar had it just the opposite. A boy becomes bar mitzvah when he's 12, and Rebbe and a girl becomes bat mitzvah when she's 13. Freak there, if that's the case, if the shiurim are aloch l'moish misinai, we know this Rambam, and this Chabura, we certainly know the Rambam. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim that anything that's midivrei Kabbalah loytibotze b'machlekes la'olam, that anything that we know b'mesoyer, anything that's halacha l'moshe misinai loytibotze b'machlekes la'olam. So how could you tell me that the shir of bar mitzvah is halacha l'moshe misinai, and then at the same time you have a sugya where it's a machlekes Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Elazar, whether girl 12, boy 13, or boy 12 or girl 13. L'chayr, if it's a davar of Kabbalah, if it's halacha l'moshe misinai, what happened to the cloud of loytimotze b'machlekes li'olam? So what's the teretz? The teretz is the ray that we've spoken out many times. The teretz is the brisker Rav, that the Rav said that the shiurim, although they were halacha l'moshe misinai, but he had a raya from a brisa in Yuma Dapeh and Aleph that according to one man, the Amar Acherim, it's from the halachas that were neshtakich b'me'ev l'shem Moshe. The Gemara says the Tumur Daf Tezayin and Aleph that b'me'ev l'shem Moshe, many halachas were forgotten. V'chzir nosnil ben kenaz mitoich papuloi. And the Briskerov said a tremendous chiddush. He said that being that those halachas we only have today, adank, the pilpul of Asniel ben Kenaz, it's possible to argue on those halachas. When the Rambam says he can't argue on halacha l'moshe misinai, he meant halacha l'moshe misinai that you have midivrei Kabbalah, that we have from the Mesoirah dating back to Moshe Kibbul Torah misinai. But those halachas were forgotten. I mean that they were forgotten, we don't have them as a Kabbalah anymore. We have them mitoich papul shel Asniel ben Kenaz. So the Briskerov said that if you would argue with the pilpul of Asniel ben Kenaz, so then you'd be able to argue with these halachas. And included in that was shiurim. That's how we explained the machlokes with regards to sukkah shigavoy l'mayla miyasur mamu. That's why you explained the machlokes between Besham and Mesil in terms of the shir of a reichiv of a sukkah. Aren't these all shiurim that were nemar halacha l'moshe misinai? The answer is yeah. How could there be a machlokes? Because although shiurim are halacha l'moshe misinai, they're not divrei kabbalah. Because the kabbalah got upgehacked, but rather it's all mitoich papula shel sneil ben kenaz. And if it's mitoich papula shel sneil ben kenaz, then it's not going to be an issue. If that's the case, I think it could be meyash of the tzarchin of Rabbi Vadya Yosef. It's true. The shir bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah is from the shirim that were nema alocha l'moshe misinai. Frank Rabbi Vadya Yosef. If that's the case, then how could it be machlik is Rabbi Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is aim based medrash b'lo yichidish. The teretz is that there too is all in the shiurim and in the shiurim. That's from the sneil ben kenaz dig alocha l'moshe misinai, and that's why it's shaykh to have. But just a little food for thought, and that is, I'm not sure I understand the question. Because when we say shiurim of bar mitzvah was halacha l'moshe misinai, what was the halacha l'moshe misinai? Yud gimel? Yud beis? That's not really when you become bar mitzvah. You become bar mitzvah b'shtei sairis. The whole yud beis and yud gimel is mernit the chazaka de rava. But in terms of the real bar mitzvah, it's not related on to Yud Beis. It's not related to Yud Gimel. It's related to Cyrus. I don't think there's a machloikas Rebbe Rav Shimon ben Elazar in terms of whether or not bar mitzvah for a boy and girl is shtei Cyrus. The machloikas is with regards to when exactly you have the chazaka derava. For us, it's a girl when she's 12, a boy when he's 13. For Rav Shimon ben Elazar, it's the opposite. It's a boy when he's 12, it's a girl when she's 13. But the point is that the shir is shtei Cyrus, and there's no machlokes in the guf hashir. If the shir is Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, you have a machlokes in the shir. The shir is Beis Cyrus. What then is the machlokes Rebbe Rav Shimon ben Elazar? So again, that's just a little bit of food for thought. But in the meantime, let me get invited. So the second part of the Mishnah was a machlokes up until when a girl that's married midrabanan kedushe miyun can do miyun. The Tanakham in the Mishnah said that a girl, once she brings two Cyrus, at that point she can't do miyun. Meaning, as soon as she becomes a gdaila, she becomes a naira, there's no miyun anymore. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's a later shir, at sheyar b'hashachar, until that area becomes dark from Cyrus, meaning two Cyrus in and of itself won't be enough. Zok t'gemar m'avom Rabbi Loza, loch Rabbi Yehuda, that loch is like Rabbi Yehuda, l'kula, that a girl could do miyun even after she's already a gdaila. And then he continued, Rabbi Bo, in the name Rabbi Loza did, and said, why do Rabbi Yehuda, shem nivel alach, shaviyah shtei Cyrus, shuvayin yichayu l'mayin. Then even Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a girl that has two Cyrus ready could do me, and it's only if there was no bia when she was a gedayla. But once she does bia when she's a gedayla, that makes her kedusha de rabbanon into kedusha de raisa. Now she's married midday raisa. Well, once you marry midday raisa, you can't do mian anymore. Meaning, if you're only married midday rabbanon, even though you're a gedayla, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can still do mian. But if the marriage is now a marriage de raisa, then obviously, so Rabbi Yehuda only said as aloch if there was no bia once she became a gedayla, because the bia, once she becomes a gedayla, somehow converts the marriage from a marriage to Rabbanon into a marriage to Eirais. Zok to Gemara. Chavroi to Rav Kahana, Sov of the Mev, Uvdik Rav Yehuda. Kahana's Chaverim wanted to issue a psak, a kula, like Rav Yehuda, that a girl, even after she became a gedayla, should be able to do miyun. And they said even a bigger chiddush, V'afakaf l'nivola. And they argued that maybe Rabbi Yehuda's halacha is true even if there was already a bia. Meaning, even though technically the kedushin should be a kedushin deraisa, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if there was a bia, still you could do mian up until the point of Yar b'hashachar. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana told him, l'kacha yamaisa, we have precedence that that's not okay, that we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. What was the precedence? B'bitish Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel's daughter, she was at the base medrash, she walked into the base medrash, l'ma'in. So Rabbi Shmuel's daughter apparently had gotten married after Rabbi Shmuel passed away, and she got married midrabanan, and she wanted to do miyun. So she walks into Beis Medrash one day, she wants to do miyun, ubna murkav laksefa, and she was carrying a child, meaning she was already older. There must have for sure been a bia when she was a gedayla. On that day, huskaru dvarav Yishmael beBeis Medrash. Punked! On that day, they mentioned Rabbi Shmuel's halacha beBeis Medrash. Now the Gemara is going to mention what that halacha was, but just to appreciate the story, Rabbi Shmuel was of the opinion that a girl could do miyun as long as she wants. If the original marriage was a marriage to Rabbanon, she could be married 10 years and she could have a whole family and there were many bias. It doesn't matter. She still has a right to do mian. So they had just mentioned Rabbi Shmuel's halacha and this girl wanted to do mian, which is very matim. It works out perfect based on what Rabbi Shmuel said. But that wasn't the reaction of Beis Medrash. The reaction was, wow, it's Bashed. We mentioned Rabbi Shmuel's halacha and punk Rabbi Shmuel's daughter just walked in and we can issue Rabbi Shmuel's kula. It was just the opposite. There was a big bechir in the Beis Medrash. They said, they took it as a bad omen. They felt, I don't understand, we just said over this halach for Rabbi Shmuel and the sugi of Mion. Mion is not a good thing, it's a bad thing. And now all of a sudden this girl's walking into Beis Medrash, b'nam murkav l'alksefa, and she wants to do Mion. And it didn't knack, and they started crying. It was a very emotional moment in Beis Medrash. Either way, what says Rabbi Shmuel? D'amar Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, let me show Rabbi Shmuel. V'ilein is basasura. So that pasuk is in the parish of Soita. And the pasuk says that when does a Soita become asalabai? Well, Soita is an ishas ish that was nivala. She was mizana. So the halach is that if it was loin espasa, she didn't do it ba'ainis, then she becomes also a ba'ayla. Honest basa, if she did it ba'ainis, muteris, this is one of the mekairis ta'ainis rechmana patra. You see that the only time she becomes also a ba'ayla and she's subject to all the laws of saita is if he loinis basa. But if she was nespasa, if she was an ainis, so then of course she doesn't become also a ba'ayla. Said Rabbi Shmuel, v'yesh l'chacheres, sh'afa bish loinis basa muteris, it's possible for a woman to be married and she's mezana tachas ba'ayla and it was loinis basa, meaning she was mezana but rotzoin, and still the halacha she's going to be
mutter. Ve'ezoi, how's that possible? Zushe kedusha kedusha tois. It's possible if the kedushin was a kedusha tois. Sha'ava bishav no morka v'al k'seifa. Even if she already has a child, doesn't matter. Ma menes v'ilachas lo. She can leave this marriage. Now what's kedusha tois? Rashi gives two examples of kedusha tois. Number one, mekach tois in the kedusha. That's easy. So if two people are married, but there was a mekach tois in the marriage, she was mezana tachas baila, but then we find out that this whole marriage was a tois anyways, then obviously she doesn't become asal baila because they were never married. Another example says Rashi, kedusha miyun. Kedusha miyun is referred to as kedusha tois. I am Rashi. But for what we need, just for our purposes, that it's called kedusha tois. So Rabbi Yishmael said that if a girl is married, kedusha derabbanon, even if she has a whole family, she's older, it doesn't matter. Dalach is mamenes v'ilachas la. It's viewed as not a real marriage. Even though, what do you mean? There was a bia after she's a gdoila and she's so much older and I thought, you're not allowed to do miyun anymore. No, Rabbi Yishmael sheet is you could do miyun. And therefore, it's considered a kedusha tois somehow. And that znus, that if she would have during this time where she's married b'kedusha tois, it wouldn't have any impact of the parasha saita. But the bottom line is Rabbi Yishmael sheet. So Rabbi Yishmael sheet was that a girl who got married midirabbanon, kedusha ketana, kedusha miyun, even if she's already a gedola, doesn't matter how old she is, doesn't matter how many children she has, she always has a right to do miyun. So this was brought up in Beis Medrash, but Lamaisa, they ended up paskining and they said, V'nimnu v'gamru, admasi abas ma'menes, ashutavish teisayres. They said that you're not allowed to go ahead and you're not allowed to, meaning you can't do miyun once the girl becomes a gedola. So again, what was the context? Rav Kahana's Chaverim wanted to allow a girl to do miyun, like Rabbi Yehuda. What was Rabbi Yehuda's shita? Rabbi Yehuda held that a girl who's already a gedola, she has two sires, at sheyar b'hashachar, the halach is, she's still allowed to do miyun. And they wanted to be maker like Rabbi Yehuda, afa pisha nivala. So Rav Kahana told them, I hear, but there was a maisa shoya kachoya, b'bite shir Rabbi Yishmael, and what ended up coming out was, nimnu v'gabra and masay abas ma'men, and sashatavi shtei sires, we paskin already, you can only do it. Until you bring shtei sires, I mean that this is already past age of shtei sires, for that reason, he paskin that you can't do it. Parish for Avad Uvdan. They listened to Rav Kahana and they didn't issue the school. Similar story. Yitzchak Tamid Rav Chanina Avad Uvdik Rav Yehuda. Rav Yitzchak and the Tamid Rav Chanina, they paskin like Rav Yehuda. Also, Va'afal Gafte Nivala. Meister Shoya. There was a girl. She was married to Rabbanon. She already had bia after she was a gdoila. She did miyun and they said it's okay. And then she went ahead and she married somebody else. Also, Rav Shemin bar Rabba, Amr Kamed Rav Yochanan. He told Rav Yochanan what happened. Also, Rav Yochanan was very upset. Amr Kamed Rav Yehuda Nasiya, he went to Rav Yehuda Nasiya, who was Rav Yehuda Hanasi's grandson, who had a lot of protection because he was the Nasi. So, Shodar Bulsha, he got literally the authorities to get involved, Afkua, and they removed this woman from the second marriage because he felt that she had no right to do miyun. I mean, that she had no right to do miyun. She had no right in marrying this person. Either way, this is another example where you see, you know, Paschal like Rabbi Yehuda. So either way, before we go weiter, what emerges really is, as it relates to admasai habas mamenas, meaning up until when can a girl who's married kedusha derabbanon still do miyun? So the sugis of miyun come up more in Seyda Nashim, a lot of mesachtes yevamis and a little bit in ksubis. So up until when could a girl do miyun? So what's the halacha? So in the Mishnah we saw two shittas. We had the Tana Kama that says up until the time she brings shtei sairis. Once she brings shtei sairis, you can't do miyun anymore. Rabbi Yehuda said at sheyar b'hashachar. Then no, even if she has shtei sairis at sheyar b'hashachar, which is a later stage, she still has a right to do miyun. What emerged from the Gemara is that there are two additional shittas. Number one, in Rabbi Yehuda itself, there seem to be two opinions. Where Rabbi Yehuda says, "Hachayar b'ashachar," does it mean only if there was no bia when she was a gdoila? So the kedushin is still a kedushin derabbanan. What if there was a bia? Maybe that makes it into a kedusha deiraisa. So we have two understandings in Rabbi Yehuda, and then we had Rabbi Shmuel shita. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Afilu bna murkav al kseifa, the halach is ma'menes v'hoyleches." So we have the shita up until she brings to Cyrus, and then we have Rabbi Yehuda shita, which is really two shitas. Rabbi Yehuda, "Hachayar b'ashachar," only if there was no bia. "Hachayar b'ashachar," even if there was a bia, and then you had Rabbi Shmuel shita. There could be bias, there could be children. It doesn't matter. She always has a right to do miyun. At this point, what's the halacha l'maisa? The Gemara brought a story. Rav Kahana told over a ma'isa shoya bepita ish Rabbi Shmuel. We're bezdin paskin nimnu v'gamru. The halacha is you can only do miyun up until shtei sairis. The Gemara is going to come back to this, but for now the Gemara is going to digress. I'm a Rav Chizda. I'm a Mar Ukva. Lo yishe yarba shachar mamish. Where Rabbi Yehuda said that the shir up until when a girl could do miyun is achi yarba shachar. It doesn't mean achi yarba shachar mamish. I mean, it doesn't have to be so much here. Elo kadei shiyu shtei sairis shoych vois v'nirois kimi she yarba shachar alalavam. 2 years can sometimes give the appearance that it's Yar Bashachar. So you don't need such a ribuy of Cyrus. Rav Amar Rav said, Shtei Cyrus, Amakifos, Misafel Asafel. Rav agreed with what Rav Chizda said, that it
doesn't necessarily have to be more than two Sairas, but if the two Sairas are makifos misafa lasafa, that would be enough. Whenever we talk about shtei Sairas in the Mishnah, a girl becomes bat mitzvah, two Sairas. A boy becomes bar mitzvah, two Sairas. So these two Sairas have to have gumas. Guma usually is a ditch. Over here it means like the hair follicles. It has to be in a guma. If it's not in a guma, it doesn't count as a hair. Rav Malkiyoi, Omer Rav Ada Bar Rahava, Rav Malkiyoi said in the name of Rav Ada Bar Rahava, guma is afa b'shein Cyrus. That I disagree. That if you have guma, you don't even need Cyrus. Guma is in and of itself. Would be a simon. Amr Rav Chanina b'Rei Rav Ika. Rav Chanina b'Rei Rav Ika said, this is a gemara in many places in Shas. Shvud, shvachos, and gumos. Rav Malkiyoi. Blurus Ephraim Mikla, the Ugzina Ramalkiyah. So there were two Amayram. One's name was Ramalkiyah, and one's name was Ramalkiyah. And people used to confuse them. So Rav Chanina b'Rei Rav Ika said that there's three halachas Ramalkiyah said, and there's three halachas Ramalkiyah said. Shvud, Shvachis, Gumais, that was all Ramalkiyah. Blurus Ephraim Mikla, Ugzina, was all Ramalkiyah. Which one are we talking about now? So whenever the Gemara brings any one of these six, the Gemara always mentions this whole cheshbon. So which one are we talking about? Gumais is Rav Malkiyah. Rav Papa had it differently. He said, Masnisin u'masnisa, any halacha that's related to a Mishnah or a Braisa is Rav Malkiyah. Shmeitza, but anything that was just a memra that was stated by one of the Amirun, that's Rav Malkiyah. So apparently, some of these were related to Mishnais and Braises. Others were just memras that were said by the Amiram. So the ones that were related to a Mishnah or a Braisa, those are all Ramalkiyah. The Amiram ones are Ramalkiyah, the Simona. And a good way to remember this is Masnisa Malkasa. Braisa is queen. Masis is a Lashon Nekeva. A Braisa is also queen in the sense that an Amora can't argue with a Braisa, can't argue with a Mishnah either, but it can argue with a Braisa. So Malkasa, which is Lashon Nekeva, queen, Masnisa, Braisa, queen. That's a good way to remember that Ramalkiyah's three are the ones that relate to Mishnayis and Braises. Ramalkiyah's are the other ones. My Benai, what's the nafkamina between Rav Chanina b'Rei Rav Ika, who singled out which three is Ramalkiyah, which three are Malkiyah, and Rav Papa? So Gemara says, the one difference is going to be where you're going to have Shvachos. According to Rav Chanina b'Rei Rav Ika, Shvachos was Rav Malkiyah. But according to Rav Papa, being that Shvachos is related to a Mishnah Braisa, it's going to be Rav Malkiyah. Rav Ashi, I said Rav Ashi. Oh, Mali Mazucha, Kosha, Be Rav Chanina Misur. Like the Shtam B'Tan of Ashmin of Gumais. Either way, so we just mentioned Rav Malkiyah is halach. Everyone agrees this is Rav Malkiyah, not Rav Malkiyah. So Rav Malkiyah said that the halach is Gumais is in and of itself enough. You don't need Cyrus. Tinoik is Cyrus, Tinoik Cyrus. No, Gumais would be enough. Said Rav Ashi, I heard from Marzutra, who told me that Rav Chanina Misura was very bothered. He's like, Vashtenish. All of a sudden, now you tell me a person becomes bar mitzvah when they have gumais? I mean, this is an important halacha. This is not a dover katan. This is something that really is nogei. It affects every area in halacha. So if that's the case, l'chayra, shouldn't we have said the halacha? Somebody should have told this to us. Like, l'shtamit tana, there's no tana in the world, Vashmina gumais. So the Gemara says, you want to know why the tana didn't mention gumais? Because the tana thought that this halacha of gumais could be a little misleading. You would have thought that maybe the only time you become a gadol is when it's two Cyrus in two gumais. Therefore, he just didn't say anything about gumais. Because two Cyrus, you become a gadol, even if it's not gumais, even if it's a gumachas. Right? Is even possible? Could a person have two hears and one guma? Is that a physical metzias? Fucks it. The pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Iyov. Asher b'sa'ara yishu feini, v'hirba p'tza'ai chinam. Oh, my Rava said. Iyov was talking. Iyov b'sa'ara cherev. Iyov used sa'ara to be mecharef u'magadef HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to speak sharply against Hashem. U'b'sa'ara heishivu. And he was... They answered him with a sa'ara as well. What does this mean? B'sa'ara chirev, amal l'fan v'mayin shalom. Hashem ruach sa'ara avar l'fanecha, v'nischav l'chav ben Iyev l'ayev. Iyev was a tzaddik, and Hashem decided, because of the prompting of the satan, that he's going to test Iyev, to see what a tzaddik he really is. And Hashem starts challenging Iyev, one nisayon after another nisayon, and the most horrible things in the world happened to Iyev. Hence, up until today, Yisurei Iyev. And Iyev at one point was so bothered by what's going on that he turns to Hashem, he says, you know, maybe you mixed me up. Maybe you have the wrong guy. Maybe there's a mistaken identity. I don't understand. I don't deserve this. He said, maybe there's someone called Oyev, and you mixed me, Iyev, with that person, Oyev. Heshivu, so the Eibishter told Iyev, Vayan Hashem es Iyev. And he told him as follows, Min ha-sa'ara. Why sa'ara? Vayomer. Shoyta sheba oilam. Harbi nimen barasi b'roi shel adam. I created many hears in a person's head. Ulachon nima v'nima. Barosi like guma. Each year has a guma b'fnei atzma. Shlayu shtayim yoykes b'guma achas. Shel moli shtayim yoykes b'guma achas. Makrish mar enav shel adam. And it's so important that there be no two hairs in one guma, because if it were chalila, it could be a terrible sakana for the person. So he said guma b'guma lo neschalavli. If I have a cheshbon for every single strand of ear, you think I got mixed up between Iyav and Oyev? That was what he told Iyav. But what's the Gemara? So the Gemara says he was chayte with a sa'ara. Sa'ara with a samach. Sa'ara with a samach is a storm. Right, he told him maybe there was a ruach sa'ara avalim. Maybe the weather's bad and it's murky and the wipers aren't working well and you just can't see so clearly. You think I'm Oyev. I'm not Oyev, Hashem. I'm Iyav. Right, that was what he told him. So Hashem came back and he used the same word sa'ara. Yeshem Lamikra. Not sa'ara with a samach, sa'ara with a sin. And he told him, I didn't get confused between sa'ara and sa'ara. You think I'm going to get confused between Eve and Oy? So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? You see that there's no such thing as two hairs. One was nothing more like kasha, habegufa, habereisha. It's not shver. One is in the guf, the other one is in the hair. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmu, shtei sairish amru, afilo achas ala kaf, v'achas ala beitzim. When we say two sairis, they don't have to be in the same exact place. So even, for example, as it relates to the tinoik, if one is on the kaf, that's right on top of the gid, and the other one's on the beitzim, that would constitute two sairis. Tainam yoch shtei sairish amru, afilo achas begava, v'achas bekreis. That's referring to the tinoik es. If they're in two different places, it would count. Or achas al gabi kishri etzbaiseh, one on her finger, shal yad. Achas al gabi kishri etzbaiseh, shal regal, another one on her toe. Rashi says, einam nevi'a sar achatagdol. Those are also simone gadlos. So there too, if one is on the finger, one is on the toe, that would also be a sign. Divrei Rab Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvar akoy sh'oma mishum Rab Shimon. Rabbanan am Rab Chizda. Or a bon number of Ashi, the Bach scares the Ashi, you be Cyrus Machem Echad. Either way, Machlek is that the two Cyrus have to be Machem Echad, or the two Cyrus not have to be Machem Echad. Turn around, Masai Abbas, my man is, till when could a girl do meal? And so we mentioned in the Mishnah, there's two Shitas. In the Gemara, we developed it into four sheetahs. Here we have a brisa. Up until when could the girl do mina shetavish day sais? Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Yudam, says, achetakif ha-torah. That's even a more delayed shear. Ben Shalka, Soimer, Ben Shalka said, achetichalkoil. So Rashi says, lo shamati. He's not exactly sure what that is. Then Rashi has a suggestion based on the Gemara, Shabbos, Ayin Chesem, and Beza, Ayin Shom. But either way, it's even a later shear. Vom Rav Shimon, Mitzani Chanina ben Chachinoi betzidam. Rav Shimon said, I met Chanina ben Chachinoi in Sidon. Vomer, he told me, it's Rabbi Akiva. When you come to Rabbi Akiva, Amaloi, tell him. Ad Masai, you have Gemaras like this very often. Rabbi Shimon meets someone, go to Rabbi Akiva, right? He told him, up until when? Ask him until when could a girl do meal? If he tells you, this seems to be the standard answer. What a girl could do meal until she speaks to Cyrus. Emarlo, you know what you should tell him? Ben Shalkus, Ben Shalkus. This is the sheet that you should ask him from. Not Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbi Shmuel. You should ask him from Ben Shalkus. Ben Shalkus said, Eidus b'maimed kulchem Yavna. He was in Yavna and he testified, maybe idios, and he told the Olam this halacha. And if that's the case, you should tell him, and you were there, Rabbi Akiva, and you didn't say anything, and I didn't hear any of the Chachamim be Moicha. Means it sounds like they accepted what Ben Shalka said. Either way, Rabbi Shimon said, it's Rabbi Akiva. Why can't Rabbi Akiva? Amalei told me, Kilkul Zaini Adeoma. So he repeated to him the whole story. So he said like this. Number one, as it relates to Kilkul, Eni Adeoma. Rashi says, he doesn't mean what I said, Eni Adeoma, Loi Shamati, but Eni Adeoma, Kaloi Malei Svirali. Right? Rashi's Eni Adeoma, and Rabbi Akiva's Eni Adeoma, we're not the same thing. Rashi said he's not 100% sure what it is, but Rabbi Akiva said, Kaloi Malei Svirali. What he meant to say is that he doesn't hold it as halacha. Ben Shalkes, as far as Ben Shalkes, any makir chlesh. And I'd say Abbas Mamenes, at Shetovi Shtei Cyrus, up until the time that she brings two Cyrus. Shtei Cyrus Amuru, Suk the Mishnah Vayter, as it relates to the two Cyrus that was said regarding Para. So Para Aduma has to be a red heifer, not a black, it has to be red. What if it has two hairs that are not red? So two sa'arois shechairois, the loch is, it makes a possible. So the two sa'arois of the para, ube negoyen, if the hair is hafach lovan, sometimes that could play a role. So two sa'arois that change colors can impact the laws of negoyen. And by the way, the two sa'arois that I mentioned, b'chol makoyim, everywhere else, the loch is, kedei lokuf. Reshine the ikra. What's the shear? Meaning, how big do these hairs have to be? So the first sheet is, k'day lock of reshine the ikra. big enough that you can bend the top of the hair to the root of the hair. Divi Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Lezo, I'm making a licorice bitsi pyrin, that if you took your fingernail over that area, your nail would get caught in the hair. Rabbi Akiva says, Kidei Shiyu ni talois bezog. It has to be big enough that you should be able to cut it with a scissor. Why are we talking about this here? Because we're discussing the halachas of Cyrus. And one of the things the Mishnah mentioned was, Shtei Cyrus Amuris Bepara, Ubinagoyim, Vahamuris Bechamakim, and Zokta Elgarashi, Vahamuris Bechamakim, Betinoik Ubetinoikis. So you see that the shear of Shtei Cyrus as it relates to Tinoik and the Tinoikis is also this shear. What's the shear? So we have three sheetas. Amrav Chizda, Amrav Arukva, Halacha, Kedivrei Kulon Lahachna. Pashup Shad is that Rav Chizda said, Amrav Arukva, we're not sure what Halacha is. We don't know if he paskin like Rav Yishmael, like Rav Eliezer, Rav Akiva. So he said, Halacha, Kedivrei Kulon Lahachna, you have to be machmer like all three sheetas. Stating that, is raid in the Achronim, that it doesn't mean it's a suffix, and misuffix, you always go to Chumrah. But Halacha, Kedivrei Kulon Lahachna, the Halacha is that you always go to Chumrah, whatever the Chumrah is going to be, depending on what the shear is, and depending on what you're handling. So, for example, if you're discussing miyun, it's going to be the smaller shear. If you're discussing chalitza, it's going to be the larger shear. You always go the chumrah, not me suffer because I'm not sure what to do, but rather halacha kedivrei kulon lahachmer, the halacha l'moshe misinai was nemar that you're always supposed to go the chumrah. So, just two ha'aris before we get into the real raid, and that is number one. So we mentioned Iyov, right? Iyov said he turns to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Hashem, maybe you're making a mistake. Perhaps Nischal for the Chaben Iyov LaOyev. He says, I don't understand. What's happening to me doesn't seem befitting to me. The punishment doesn't seem to fit the crime. So he told Hashem, maybe you confused me with somebody else. It's interesting that Rava is the Baal Memra in this Gemara right here. And this Gemara is also Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Tezayin. So the story of Iyov is, of course, mentioned in Torah Shebikzat. One of the Sifrei Ksuvim is Sefer Iyov. The Torah Shebaal Peh of Iyov is mentioned in the end of Perak HaShutfin, the end of the first Perak of Masechtas Bava Basra. So the Gemara is Marchiv. It discusses in very great detail the stories of Iyov. And in those Gemaras, there's many different Memras from the Amora Rava, where Rava said that Iyov at some point got so frustrated and the Yisurim got to him to the point that he started being Mecharef from a God of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's different Nuschais, different things that are mentioned in the Gemara. Stating that, there's one very cryptic statement that Rava made in that Gemara. And that is, Rava said that Iyov was Bikesh Iyov Lahafich Ka'ar Alpiyo. That when Iyov was being mecharef from HaGadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he really wanted to do is he wanted to take the pot and flip it upside down. Bikesh Iyov lahapich ka'ara alpia. And it's not clear what Rava meant to say. Amar Rava, bikesh Iyov lahapich ka'ara alpia. The Vilna Gaon in his Sefer Koil Aliyo and Parash Shlach says a davar nifla. He says that there was a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya, and apparently this was a well-known story once upon a time. There was a king who was a very, very angry man, and he didn't want to do any slip-up in the presence of this king was considered to be very, very bad. One of his misharsim was serving him at some large banquet, at some large meal, and he's pouring him soup, and he spilled a little bit of soup in the presence of the king. And he looks at the king. The king was getting real angry, and he knew what his punishment was going to be. The king was going to kill him. Anyways, he takes the soup, and he flips the whole thing upside down, makes the king jumps up, and everything is a mess. And the Dalilim looked at him and they said, like, what are you, insane? What are you doing? You spilled a little bit of soup. You're Tzofik Nefash is Lahachmer right now. And you're going ahead now and you're spilling the whole thing. So he turned to the king and he said, Your Majesty, you don't understand what I was doing. I did this to protect your dignity. He says, How'd you protect me? He said, Because you were going to kill me. I knew exactly what you were going to do. And what were people going to say? They were going to say, This king is so mad that he went ahead and he killed me for spilling a little bit of soup. So you know what I did? I took all the soup and I spilled it. I turned this into a big commotion. I did something that definitely is worthy of the death sentence. So now when you kill me, it's not going to make you look bad. People will appreciate it and they'll say, you know what? This person was Takechayiv Misa. So what I did was actually to protect you. And the king looked at this person. He was so blown away. He was so nispal that he saved him. Says the Vilna Gaon, this was a well-known story and people used to reference it sometimes. Said the Gaon, that's what Rava said. Iyov was being punished and people started looking. Everyone knew Iyov as a tzaddik. He was a righteous man. He was being mekabel everything by Ahava and nobody understood what was going on. And you know what people started doing? They started questioning when bad things happen to good people. What's going on? It doesn't make any sense. How do you reconcile this? How do you make sense of Ashkacha Pratis and of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and at the same time have a tzaddik like Eev have to suffer? So you know what Eev did to protect HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He started being Mecharif or Megadif. He started saying things like, maybe Hashem got confused and maybe there's a mistaken identity and maybe he doesn't know who I am. And some of the other memories that Rava mentioned in that Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Tezayin Amin Aleph. And you know why he did it? He turned to Hashem. He said, Hashem, I'm doing this to protect your dignity. It's like this, no one's going to say I'm such a tzaddik. Like this, people will realize I was never such a good guy to begin with, and that's why I got what I deserve to get. But the Goyim Gezalt, Amar Rava, all these memories that Rava said in the name of Eev, this wasn't really Eev's Kavanah. You know what his Kavanah was? Bikesh Eev Lahafich Ka'ar Alpiyah. He wanted to do what that person did. He wanted to take the pot of soup and flip it upside down. It's like this, people will be able to rationalize and make sense of what the king did. Otherwise, they're going to walk around and they're going to be questioning it. Either way, just to go back, as promised, to some of the raid that we spoke about on Friday, and that is the halacha of Talmud Torah Denashim. So how do we get to Talmud Torah Denashim? Because we had a Mishnah, it was a digression. The Mishnah said, Kala kosher ladin, kosher lahayin. Anyone that could be a judge certainly could be an aid, meaning the prerequisites, the standard to be a judge is much higher than being an aid. So if you can be a judge, if you can clear that security level, for sure you can be a witness. And Taisa said it's not true, because there's a pasuk and say for shayft and perik dalid, pasuk dalid, devora hanavia, she was also a shayfta. She used to sit under the time of devora, and all the yidden would come and they would bring her all the shaylas. She was shayfet es Yisrael. What's the kasha? She was a woman. A woman we know is pasul edus. So you have an example of someone that's kasha ladun and pasul edus. So how could the Mishnah say kol kasha ladun, kasha lehayid, fei toisviz, devayra hanavir, teichiyach? She was kasha ladun. And at the same time, she was postulates. And Taisif says three terutzim, and we spoke about this a little bit on Friday. But then we mentioned that Lechura, there's even a bigger issue. And the bigger issue is, how is Devoira able to even learn the Torah that she would need in order to be qualified to be a member of the Sanhedrin, to be able to paskin Shilas? Lechura, if she was paskin Shilas, she would have had to have learned Torah Shabiksav, she would have had to have learned Torah Shabapeh, she would have to be very, very well-versed in all the areas of Shulchan Aruch. People are bringing her all the Shilas, the Pasuk says. Lechura, is a woman allowed to learn Torah? So we mentioned that really it's a Machlekes Tanam, it's a Mishnah, Mesach Tesoito, Tav Chaf Amar Aleph. Ben Azai said, Chayiv Adam Lamed Espitei Torah. Rebbe Eliezer said, Kom Lamed Espitei Torah, Kilo Malam De Tifla. So Bishloim, according to Ben Azai, Chayiv Adam Lamed Espitei Torah. So it's wonderful. And even though a woman doesn't have a mitzvah to learn Torah, but she's an Enem Mitzvah Vaisa, but at the end of the day, Chayiv Adam Lamed Espitei Torah, so it works. But Rebbe Eliezer says, Kom Lamed Espitei Torah, Kilo Malam De Tiflas. So Lechura, Rebbe Eliezer can argue with Tanoim, but Rebbe Eliezer, this is a passing of the Torah. You have Devorah HaNeviah. So then we mentioned that Devorah is not the only one that you find as a woman who is learned. We mentioned Bruya, Eshes, Rameyer, and we spoke a little bit about that, the Maril, the Inkam Mekomi Laharach. This is all raid that we already spoke about. The Ein Beis Medrash without two major chedushim. The first is a little bit shorter. The second one's going to be a little bit longer. And that is as follows, and I heard this Ma'ar Mokim from Rabbi Bienenfeld. So we mentioned the Rambam. The Rambam says, Isha shalom de Torah, yesh lo schar. Abel enoi kischar ho'ish, mepnei shaloi netzdavah. So a woman that learns Torah, says the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halach Yud Gimel, Hilchas Talmud Torah. Yesh lo schar, but she doesn't get the same schar like a man does. Why? Mepnei shaloi netzdavah, because she doesn't have a mitzvah. Chalo yisad, lovash enu mitzvah, alof, aso yisai, ein scharoi kischar ha-mitzvah sha'asa, elopachs vimena. God al hamitzuvah v'aisa yaisa mishena mitzuvah v'aisa. A woman doesn't have a chiyuv to learn Torah. So if she learns Torah, the halacha is that she gets schar, but she gets schar like a mitzuvah v'aisa. V'afal pishi yesh lo schar, tzivu chachomim shlo yilamed on the speed of Torah. Even though when a girl learns Torah, she gets schar, but the chachomim said that you shouldn't learn Torah. Mebnei sheroi v'anoshim ein daita mechuvan yis l'slamet. Because most women are not mukhshir to learn. Elohim moitziyah is divrei Torah lo divrei avoy lefi anias daita, because they're going to end up distorting the Torah. Amru chachomim, chamalamed is bita Torah, kilo lam da tiflus. And then the Rambam says, b'med var mamur b'teresh ha-bal peh, avol teresh ha-bikseh v'lo yilamed oysa l'katchilo, it's not l'katchilo v'im lamda, eino kemalamda tiflus. Says Rab Shach in Avi Ezra. This is from Rab Shach. He said, it's posh to me. He named Mefurish Khan. He says it's Mefurish in the Rambam. That the Rambam is distinguishing between teaching a girl Torah and a girl learning Torah. Isha shalomda Torah yesh la schar. Aval eino kischar ish. A woman that learns Torah gets schar. Not only does she get schar, it's okay for her to learn Torah. Says the Rambam, va'afal pishiyesh lo chatzrat, sivu chachomim shlo yelamed odom espitei Torah. But the chachomim said that even though when a girl learns Torah, she gets schar, but the chachomim said, don't teach a girl Torah, because kolom elamed espitei Torah, kinam elam de tiflus. Thus, Heis Rav Shach said that it's mefurish in the Rambam. And if you go through the shtickle, he held it was mamish mefurish in the Rambam. He didn't even see another way to look at this. And that is that there's two dinim. There's a girl learning Torah, and then there's a girl being taught Torah. You're not going to teach a girl Torah. Kolom elamed espitei Torah, kinam elam de tiflus. Even though Benazir says, chai vodom elamed espitei Torah, we don't pass like Benazir. We pass like Rebbe Eliezer. Even though usually Shamuti over here, we pass like Rebbe Eliezer. Kolom elamed espitei Torah. But at the same time, it doesn't mean a girl can't learn Torah. If I can, the Rambam starts with saying, Isha shall love the Torah, yesh la schar. Okay, but at the end of the day, she's still an Eidim Mitzvah Vaisa, and she gets Chal, like Eidim Mitzvah Vaisa. But either way, this is very, very important. That it's true, says Rav Shach, you're not going to teach your daughter Torah. But at the same time, if you yourself want to learn Torah, al ze loy nemar, kilo malam de tiflos, and that's something that she certainly would be allowed, to do. But the point is that with this Yisai from Rav Shach, it answers all the kashas. Devorah HaNaviyah was able to learn Torah. Bruria Eishes Rameyer was able to learn Torah. So it's poshut that if you take on this Yisai, which Rav Shach said, maybe not all the Rishonim agree with, but in the Rambam he thinks is mafurish, that there's a distinction between learning Torah and teaching Torah to a woman. It's poshut that all the kashas will be miyoshva. I heard from somebody else, he told me that kach mikublani mirabosai, that this is the Yisai, that you don't teach girls Torah Shabbat Peh. But at the same time, if a girl wants to sit down and she wants to learn even Mishnayos, we mentioned Rav Moshe Shuvah to Rabbi Yisvei, to learn Gemara, Daf Yoimi, or whatever it might be, based on Rav Shach's understanding in the Rambam, that would be okay. To teach Torah, that's not okay. But for them to learn Torah, for that you don't have the halacha of Kilo Malam Dov Tiflos. But I want to tell you a Dover Niflan. This is the longer Ha'ara. That is as follows. This Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, Hilchos Talmud Torah, is also the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Yerudei Simin Reish Mem Vav, Siv Katan Vav. He brings literally verbatim the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Isha Shalom, the Torah, Yesh Laschar. V'chulu, word for word. Says the Goyen. Isha Shalom, the Torah, Yesh Laschar. Abeloik Eschar Ish, Mechnei She'enu Betzuva Va'is. V'af B'she Yesh Laschar, V'chulu. But if a woman learns Torah, she gets Schar, she just doesn't get the same level of Schar that a man gets, because a man is a mitzvah v'oisa, a woman is an eina mitzvah v'oisa, and gadol ha-mitzvah v'oisa, yoisa misha eina mitzvah v'oisa. Says the Vilna Gaon, when a woman learns Torah, she gets schar. Why? D'loy gara minachri. Because she's not worse than a guy. K'may shemefurish b'bava kama daf lamed chesa min aleph. Says the guy, you want to know why a woman gets chai when she learns Torah? She's not worse than a non-Jew. And ain't a Yehudi, a Gentile that learns Torah gets chai. So why should she be any worse? Now what does the guy mean? That it's a Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph, that when a guy learns Torah, he gets Char. What he's referring to is the Gemara over there says that if a guy keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, he doesn't get Char. As I talk to the Gemara, Fei Gemara, is that true? The lie? What, a guy keeps Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? He lives a moral, ethical life? He's not going to be rewarded for it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Bakeach his Char? Is that the case? V'tanya, we learned in the Braiser, Meir, Imre Meir says, Minayin shafil nachri, v'oisik p'tayr shuk k'koyin gadol. Hey, you know, if a girl learns Torah, he's like the Koyin gadol. Tamil Lema says, Asha yasa oisam ha'odam v'chai behem. It says, if a person learns Torah, v'chai behem. Koyhanim levi'im v'yisraelim lo'nemar, elo adam. What do you see from here? Shafilu nachri va'oisik b'toyra hareyu kikoyin gadol. It's fate to Gemara. How could you say if a guy keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, he doesn't get schar? You see that if he learns Torah, he gets schar. So the Gemara Amri, it's true. Mikavu malein schar. They do get schar, but they get schar like a mitzvah v'oisa. You would think that a Ben Noach, when he keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, gets schar like a mitzvah v'oisa. The Teretz is Hashem took away their mitzvah v'oisa, and they get schar like a mitzvah v'oisa. And Omer Reb Chanina, God la mitzvah v'oisa, Yosef Misha ain't a mitzvah v'oisa. Either way, it's a mafurish gemara that when a guy learns Torah, Rav Meir said, Minayin shafilu nachri v'oisik b'Torah shuk ha'koyin gadol, Talmud loy ma'asha yasu oisam ha'odam v'chai behem, that you see from that pasuk v'chai behem, that Adam, even an Oyvik Chavim that learns Torah, he's Kikon Gadol Hanichnas Lefnai VeLefnim VeChayba, meaning that he gets Schar. So says the Goyin, you want to know the Makar to the Rambam, the Makar to the Shulchan Aruch, that says that if a woman learns Torah, even though she doesn't have the mitzvah, she gets Schar, the Loigara Minachri. That's the Vilna Goyin. But it bothered me tremendously. I possibly don't understand this Vilna Goyin. Why the Goyin need a Shtickle Torah to tell me why if a woman learns Torah, she gets Schar like an Inamitzvah Vaisa? If a woman sits in a sukkah on sukkahs. She doesn't have to. But if she does, she gets chayr. But if a woman keeps one of the mitzvahs, esesh has mangarama, if she goes to hear tkiya shofar, if she takes dalamina, if she does any mitzvah that she's not obligated to do, of course she's going to be rewarded for it. It's not the same level of schar. That's the Gemara Kedusha Lamed Aleph. Because gadol hametzuvah v'isi yosem mishayinu mitzvah v'isi. But at the end of the day, of course she's going to get schar. Of course a woman gets schar. Anytime she does a mitzvah, she doesn't have to do. So why should Talmud Torah be any different? Why would you think that Talmud Torah is different, that you need to say a shtickel Torah? You want to know why a woman that learns Torah gets chayr? Zok to goyin a Torah. To a garmi nachri. Ayin bava kama lamet chesam and alef. Vishar mekoymes. By the way, the shar mekoymes is avay dezar. Daf gimel, it's a gemara. Sanhedrin, this is a well-known gemara in Shas from Rav Meir, that a guy that learns Torah gets chayr like a inu mitzvah voices. Zok to goyin. Why should a woman be any worse than a guy? But and if not for the shtickel Torah, it would be a problem. I don't understand. If the Rambam would say that a guy takes dalar minim, she gets schar like an enemy tzuvah vayisa, then you can't say like gar minachri. Because if a guy takes dalar minim on sukkahs, the pashtus is he doesn't get schar like enemy tzuvah vayisa. It's only the pashtus, by the way. But the pashtus is he doesn't get schar like enemy tzuvah vayisa. And then you don't have a shtickel Torah like gar minachri. The teretz is, because even though she doesn't have the mitzvah, but she gets schar like enemy tzuvah vayisa. So why should Talmud Torah be different? Why did the guy, what bothered the guy in that he needed a shtickel Torah, a teretz, to like garmi nachri to explain why a woman should get schar like an enem mitzvah voice? So pasha, you could say al derech avshan. That being that there's an idea of komlam nespitei Torah kilo malam de tiflos. So maybe there would have been a hava mina that this is different. This is not like a woman going to hear shayfer, a woman sitting in a sukkah. This is kilo malam de tiflos. But the truth is that's telling Rav Shach's raid, because according to Rav Shach, when a girl sits down and learns Torah by himself, which is what Rav Shach said, the Rambam is referring to in the Reisha. This is what he meant when he said isha shalom de Torah that she gets schar. So it isn't kilo malam de tiflos. So if that's the case, it's Hodja Kushal Duchte. What does the guy need a shtickel Torah like Garmi Nachri to explain why she doesn't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So maybe you could say a pshat and behek them a yesoid for Rab Aaron Kofla, the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. And this is printed in Mishnas Rab Aaron Chelik Dalet. It's mitzvah Talmud Torah Bekotan Ubi Isha. That's the name of the piece. And it says in parentheses, Drosha Bebar Mitzvah. And I heard from the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yaakov Eliezer Schwartzman, he told me that he said it by his Bar Mitzvah. So this was Rabbi Aaron Kotler's Bar Mitzvah Drosha that he said by Rabbi Yaakov Eliezer Schwartzman Shlita's Bar Mitzvah. He said a Dover Nifla. He says, Yesh le histapik, Begeder Maisa Mitzvah Shal Katan. A Katan we know is not Chayiv Mitzvahs. If a Katan does a Mitzvah, does he get Schal like an Inu Mitzvah Vaisa? Or does he not get Schal like an Inu Mitzvah Vaisa? Meaning a woman that does a mitzvah that she doesn't have to do gets schar like an eina mitzvah v'vaisa. A suma, if you hold the spot, then a mitzvah would get schar like an eina mitzvah v'vaisa. What about a katan? Does a katan get schar like an eina mitzvah v'vaisa or not? So a baron started this bar mitzvah drasha with an epic shtickel Torah. And he said that really it should be totally in the machlokes whether mitzvah is sriches kavana or mitzvah is ain't sriches kavana. If you hold mitzvah sriches kavana, so that means that in order for a mitzvah to be a mitzvah, you'd have to do the ma'isa mitzvah. You'd also have kavana to do the mitzvah. And if that's the case, a katan is not a bar machshava. His das is not das. So l'chura, it's not a ma'isa mitzvah. It's not a bar ma'isa mitzvah. Why should he get tzchal? Like, ain't a mitzvah of voice. But if mitzvah ain't sriches kavana, so it comes out you don't need kavana. All you need is the ma'isa. A katan's ma'isa is a ma'isa. Mecha mecha chumem kara memka. So based on that, if his ma'isa is a ma'isa, so then l'chura, there's no reason he shouldn't get tzchal. Like, ain't a mitzvah of voice. So Rav Aaron started the drasha with a hanacha that whether or not a katan gets tzchal, like, ain't a mitzvah of voice, is l'chura taloi in whether mitzvah sriches kavana or mitzvah ain't sriches. But he said, if that's the case, because everybody knows the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Yutes Amid Beis. Omer is Shlokish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Ein Oyvam Eskayin Elav Shvil Hevel Tin Oyvam Shabbos Rabbam. The Bria stands. What's the oxygen of the Bria? It's Hevel Pien Shaltin Oyvam Shabbos Rabbam. Amalei Rabbapa Labayis. Rabbapa turned to Abayin. What about us? The Dividi Dachmai. What? Our Torah is not good. We're not Tin Oyvam Shabbos Rabbam. Amalei. So he told him, Ein Oydama Doyma Hevel Sheyesh Baychet LeHevel Sheein Baychet. No, the Tzenkes Rabbam's Torah is more chashiv because their Torah is Hevel Sheein Baychet. They didn't do an aver yet. Their Torah is 100% pure. Say Ein Ha Oyvam Miskayim Elabishvil Hevel. That's Reish Lakish's memro Mishum Rav Yehuda Nesia. Freit Rav Aaron. Bishloim if you hold mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana. So I understand that a katan's mitzvah
is a mitzvah. His ma'isa of Talmud Torah is a ma'isa of Talmud Torah. And if that's the case, being that it's hevel she'im b'ichet, you can argue that it's even more chashiv than a gadol's Torah. And ein oylam eskay mel v'shvil hevel tinei kishabes rap. But the problem is we paskin mitzvah shrichas kavana and zichedo asach man da'amrim and shas that all mitzvah shrichas kavana is according to those man da'amrim. How do you understand this memra of ein oylam eskay and el v'shvil hevel tinei kishabes rabam? L'chayra, if mitzvah shrichas kavana, when a cotton sits and learns Torah, he's not doing anything. He's not being mekayim the mitzvah. So if he's not being mekayim the mitzvah, because mitzvah shrichas kavana, so how can this Torah be what's keeping the world going? Says Rav Aaron a dover nifla, an unbelievable aside. He said that vaistois from here, that there's a chilek between Torah and every other mitzvah. Azai. What makes dalad minim on sukkis a maisa mitzvah? What makes it an act of chashivas? The fact that the Torah says, "Well, kachtam lechem b'yem erishin, priyat sada v'kapes tmarim," right? Otherwise, if you take dalmi, you'd be shaking a palm tree, which is maybe nice, but has nothing to do with any act of chashivas. What makes it not a ma'isa koyf ba'alma? What makes it a real ma'isa mitzvah with nanuim and tikunim and olamos is the fact that it says in the Torah, "Lekachtam lechem b'yem erishin." If I take dalmi minim and I don't have a mitzvah of lekachtam lechem b'yem erishin, I didn't take a lulav, I took a palm tree. That's what I took. Torah is different. You know why Torah is different? Because Torah has a chashivus down mine the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because im loy berisi yoyim v'layla chukai shemayim v'aretz loisamti. And like the Nefesh HaChaim is Meirich and Shai Dalet, that the Bria exists because of Torah. The chiyus of the Bria is Torah. The fact, the reality, the mitzvah that the Bria exists as a result of Torah has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What's it do with the mitzvah Talmud Torah? The Bria is before the mitzvah. The Yidden were mekabel the mitzvahs at Har Sinai. The Bria existed a lot before that. That's a fact, it's a reality that's independent of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and it gives Talmud Torah chashivos regardless of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Now, what is that idea of Imloy Baris Yom of Lai Chukish Mayim Varetz Lai Samti? That has to be a Torah? It means if you have a Torah in the Aron Kodesh, if you have a Svarim Shank with Svarim? No. It means you need Yidin that are Oisik B'Torah. When a Yid Horev is in learning, in addition to being Mekayim Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, he's also giving Chiyas to the Bria. Said Rav Aaron, Vaistois in this Gemara, that as it relates to the Tanai of Imloy Baris Yom of Lai Chukish Mayim Varetz Lai Samti, as it relates to this Torah being a Heftz of Torah, to use the right nusach, to being a heftz of Torah, that if this Torah is being learned right now, that's giving oxygen to the Bria, that's giving chiyas to the Bria, for that a cotton is good. And not only is a cotton good, a cotton's even better, because a cotton is hevel shein by chet, and vaistois chet plays a role in that Torah as it relates to qualitatively how much chiyas it's giving to the Bria. So you're right, mitzad the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, cotton has no shaychas to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If you have mitzvah shaychas kavana, he has no shaychas to the mitzvah. What makes it a ma'isa mitzvah? But that's all true by ordinary ma'isa mitzvahs, where the whole chashivus of the Indian is totally in the mitzvah. So if mitzvah shaychas kavana, I don't have a shaychas to the mitzvah, so my ma'isa was a ma'isa koif ba'alma. I'm shaking a palm tree. But Torah has a chashivus regardless of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and that chashivus relates to a cotton just as much as it relates to a gadol, and that's where Rish Lakish said, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah, Eino Oyla Meskayim, Ever Bishvil Hevel Tenoikah Shabbos Rabbi. Rabbi Aaron continues, and he was Marchiv, and he said other chidushim with regards to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and mitzvah Shichas Kavana, Ve'in Kamakoy Melaharach. But then he says something else, and this is the punchline as it relates to us. He says, but if that's the case, I want to ask you a bomb kasha, herakasha. The Gemara says in Masech Tosoy Tadav Chafal, this is all the same sogya, chav, chafalef, that if a woman was a safik saita and she now drank the mei saita, so what happened? If she was guilty, she tzav says bitna. If she's innocent, she's going to come out okay. Says the Mishnah, it's possible for a woman to be guilty and nothing's going to happen to her. She had a schus, the schus could be toila. And the Gemara says sometimes the schus was toila for a year, sometimes it was toila for 2 years, sometimes it was toila for 3 years. But the point is, there was a concept of schus toila that if she had a schus, it can work. So, Gemara, what's the schus? What schus could possibly be toila? So the Gemara says the schus of toira. Faith the Gemara, schus of toira, ain't it? She doesn't have the schus of toira. And then the Gemara has 15 lines, and at the very end, Ravina Amar said, Ravina, everybody knows this Gemara. La olam schus toira. U de kam retain a mitzvah. Vaisai, the Tamisha doesn't have a mitzvah. Nehi de pekunde lai mifkita. It's true she doesn't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And she can't learn Torah and now have the schus of Torah. But ba'agra, de makrinu masnum banayo. The schar that she has, that she takes her children to the Beis HaSefer to go learn Torah, natron the hula gavrayo, the asibe midrasha, and she waits for her husband to come back
from learning, it's in that schus, miloi pagam ba'adayu, and that's the schus of the Torah that she has. Frank Rabarin, I don't understand. Bishlema, the fact that she waits for her husband, and she has a chelik of her husband's Torah, that's something that she herself doesn't have. She's an Eina Metzuva voice at best. Her husband is a Metzuva voice. That's what the Gemara said. She doesn't have her own Torah, but she gets stolzut to her husband's Torah. Oh, but be'agra de makrinu masnim banayu. We've learned this Gemara 1,000 times, right? The schad that she gets for waiting for her children's akrashi, she torcheis al b'nei, she does carpool. Levi and Lebeis Asefer, Likrei Mikra, Felishnois Mishnah. We're talking about Gedolim? No. We just learned the Mishnah. Mechamish the Mikra, Benessa the Mishnah. We're talking about Ketanim. Children, that the schai that she has, that she takes her children to learn Torah, that's the schai that she's going to have. Frank, no matter, why is her children's schai better than, or her children's Torah better than her Torah? So, Fashtenish, the children's lachan Eina Mitzvah Voisa. Elamai, what are you going to tell me? But Eina Mitzvah Voisa, she's also an Eina Mitzvah Voisa. Again, the Gemara's trying to figure out, where does a woman have schai of Talmud Torah? Frank, no matter, say Pasha, she has Talmud Torah. Aisha doesn't have a mitzvah. Read the Rambam, Parakaf Alachi Yagimel, Hokas Tama Torah. Isha Shalom, the Torah gets chai, like an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. Elamai, you're trying to find the Mitzvah Vaisa, the Gatira. Mitzvah Vaisa, the Gatira, where'd you find it? Her husband, that I understand. But her children, Ktanim, that is Zelba Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. It's Mashma in the Gemara. It's not Mashma. It's Klor in the Gemara. That a Katan's Torah is on a higher Ramah than an Isha's Torah. Why? They're both Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. Why should it be any better? If anything, a woman should be better. Because a woman has kavana, a cotton doesn't even know what he's doing sometimes. Mrs. Shrich has kavana. So why should a cotton's Torah be better? Dr. Baron, you know what the teretz is? Vaistois in the Gemara, there you saw it. That a cotton is true, he doesn't have the mitzvah Talmud Torah. He's the name of Mitzvah Vaisa, and he's the same name of Mitzvah like Anisha. But a cotton has a different maila. Imloi berisa yoim of alai l'chuk yishmai baratz l'isamti. And that's actually more manifested by a cotton. Because ein oilam eskayim el b'shvil hevel t'yunoi kishu b'is rabim. The fact that when a cotton learns Torah, it's a chiyas to the bria, is true by a cotton. That's not true by Anisha. Anisha can learn Torah from today till tomorrow, and she can get schar like an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. But in terms of her Torah, being the Nefesh HaChayim Shar Dalet's Torah, that Anisha doesn't have. And then Rabbi explains why that would be the case. But he says that's Mavur in the Gemara. It's Mavur that a cotton's Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa is on a higher Madrega than Anisha's Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. Because the Isha's own Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa can't help her. It can't help save her on a rainy day. But her katans, Eina Mitzvah Vaisa, and the fact that she has a sheikhis to it. Why? Because she carpools. Oh, now she's good to go. What do you mean? It's the same Eina Mitzvah Vaisa to get Torah. No, the teretz is the katans Torah is the Torah of Eina Oilam Eskayim, Elabashvil Hevel Tinekish Beis Rabbim. And that Torah has a koyach to be matzol. That's the schutz, that's Torah. And Vaisa in this Gemara, Anisha doesn't have. Adkan Dvarav Shel Rabaron Kotler, that he said over Rabbi Yaakov Eliezer Schwartzman's Bar Mitzvah, printed in Mishas Rabaron Chelik. I just mentioned a little bit of it, but I just want to be moist of one ha'ara. And that is Yesh Loima one Chiddush. And that is, when we say that a woman that learns Torah, anyone that's an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa gets Chalak an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is, because even though I don't have the mitzvah, I'm Eina Mitzvah, but I'm an Oysa. I did the mitzvah. If you don't do the mitzvah, you can't get Chal. Eina Mitzvah Vaisa gets Chal because at the end of the day, he did the mitzvah. Right? I don't have a mitzvah to take Dalad Minim, but I took Dalad Minim. So being that I took the Dalad Minim, it's for that reason you're going to get schar. It's poshut. An Eina Mitzvah Vaisa gets schar because at the end of the day, he did the mitzvah. Yesh loymar, that the only time Talmud Torah is a mitzvah is if the Torah that you're learning is the Torah of Imloi Barisa Yoimam Valayla Chukishamayim Varetz Leisamti. What's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah can neged kulam. Why? Well, why? Because it's the Chochmas Hashem. That's true. But it's much more than that. A rice of a kuchabrichu chad. And there's a certain level of dveikus b'kodesh baruch hu that a person gets when he learns Torah. Right, we're learning the parashas of Yaakov. Ayavasa Yaakov levadai. Hadol dechsev v'niskov Hashem levadai. Because Yaakov, through Torah, ish tom yoshev aholim, hit menatzim v'veis ever, yudal etshonim, he became one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because a rice of Yisrael v'kuchabrichu chad. Torah is not just a Chochma. Torah is the Nefesh HaChaim Shar Dalet. If a person learns Torah, but it's not the Nefesh HaChaim Shar Dalet, Yesh Loim, and that's not the Tzura of Torah for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not just to sit down and learn Shor Shanoga Chasapara. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to sit down and learn Torah, which is Mikayim Debriya. That is the chefs of the mitzvah. So Yesh Loim, being that Reb Aaron was Mechiach from the Gemara and Saita Daf Chafa Alfa, and after that, Isha doesn't have that. So that's why Anisha has to come out, even to her children. Because her sons have that. But she, as a woman, is not shaykh to that. See, Eish Shloimeh, that when a woman learns Torah, she doesn't really get schar like an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. Because schar Eina Mitzvah Vaisa is if I did the mitzvah. But l'chair, she didn't do the mitzvah. What do you mean? She did the mitzvah. She learned Torah. Yeah, she learned Torah, like a chachma. But she can't really learn Torah. When she learns Daf Yomi, she doesn't have the ability to be poiland, oilama, istachias, ruchni. That's not something she could do because she's a woman. That's what it is, what it is. What are you supposed to do? Kacha. But the point is that that's not something a woman has an ability to do. So she's not Mikayim, maybe, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn the Nefesh HaChayim Shadalitz Torah. Otherwise, maybe it's not Talmud Torah at all. Maybe it's not Talmud Torah. Maybe that's Pshat on the Goyin. So the Goyin, a woman that learns Torah, gets Chal like an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. Why? The Goyin was bothered. Why is she getting Chal like an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa? Reb Aaron's raid. L'chaira, a woman that doesn't have a Koyach to be Mekayim Debriya. So if she doesn't have a Koyach to be Mekayim Debriya, her Torah is not the regular Talmud Torah. So if it's not the regular Talmud Torah, why is she getting Chal even like an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa? So the Goyin, you know why? The Legara Minachri. She's not worse than a guy. A guy doesn't either have an ability to be Mekayim Debriya. Nor vos, feis tois, when a mensch learned Torah. It's talking not in Nefesh HaChayim Shadalin. Oh, but schar you get. Oh, if you get schar, zok the goyin legar minachri. By dalin minim, the goyin wouldn't say legar minachri. By shayfa, the goyin wouldn't say legar minachri. By suki, wouldn't say legar minachri. Because there, the woman can be mekayim the same mitzvah that the man could do. What's the difference if the man shakes the palm tree, if the woman shakes the palm tree? If it says, ulekachtem lechem b'yayim erisha, you do a mitzvah. I'd rather don't have the mitzvah, but okay, I'm an ein mitzvah v'vaisa. There's a bria called ein mitzvah v'vaisa. At the end of the day, I did the mitzvah. And because I did the mitzvah, I can get schar. Or but Talmud Torah, the woman is mufka from the chefs of the mitzvah. Right, it's like if a Yisrael would do a mitzvah of a koyin, he'd get up and he would duchen, he'd get schar again, ain't a mitzvah of a isa. If you decide you're not drinking wine, like a nazir, you're going to get schalak and ain't a mitzvah. You have no shaykhs to the mitzvah. If you're not a nazir, it's not your mitzvah. Talmud Torah is the man's mitzvah. It's not the woman's mitzvah. So if it's the woman's mitzvah, it's the man's mitzvah, it's not the woman's mitzvah, make a taste, she should get schalak and ain't a mitzvah. Zok the guy in a shtickle Torah. You know what the shtickle Torah is? Legara minachri. And at the end of the day, you see that when you learn Torah, even if you don't really have shaykhs to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even if you don't have shaykhs to the mitzvah of Shachem Shadalit, or the epis schar you get, that's the schar that the woman's going to get.